From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio today or upon whatever device you might be listening to the program as we continue our study on this Thursday on God's plan for Israel. And I think this is a very significant study for us to conduct. And if you've been there every day, you know that we've been looking at this study even since last week. We took time all of last week to look at the biblical chain of events for God's providential plan for Israel, and we're continuing it this week. And I don't have the time to delve into it deeply, only have the time to give you a basic outline of what God tells us in His Word that He's going to do with and through Israel. And so if you've missed any of the programs, or even if you've had the opportunity to listen to all of them, I would encourage you to contact us here for the notes and the outlines. Just request God's plan for Israel. That's all you need to ask for, God's plan for Israel, and even a CD of the study if you wish. But it's important for those of us who know the Lord to understand what God is doing through the land of Israel, through the nation of Israel, through the people of Israel. And so far in our study, we've noted the promise of a nation of Israel. We've taken a look at the promise of a land for Israel. We've looked at the promise of a king for Israel. We've noted the problem of sin within Israel. And then yesterday, we looked at the present state of spiritual blindness for Israel. Today, we want to look at the prospect of restoration for Israel. Now, keep in mind, you can go back clear to Genesis chapter 12, where God promised that Israel would be a nation. God promised them a land. He promised them a king that would be fulfilled through the loins of David, who ultimately, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He reminded them that if they would fall into sin, that they would be cursed and chastised. And of course, the reason today why they are in spiritual blindness as a nation is because of the fact that ultimately, not only have they been involved with great sin, as the Bible elaborates upon, and as we talked about the other day, we need to recognize that the great problem with Israel is that they have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And as we brought out on yesterday's study, currently they are in a time of spiritual blindness. Romans chapter 11 and verse 25 is where Paul says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." They are now living in spiritual blindness until the church age is over. And then, of course, eventually Israel will recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And that's the prospect for restoration for Israel. I trust that you do have your Bible there, and if so, turn to Romans chapter 11. And notice, if you would please, verses 26 and 27. Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27, where it says, "And so all Israel shall be saved." You might want to underline that in your Bible. That's the Word of God. "And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer," that's Jesus Christ, "who shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob," that would be Israel, "for this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins." And that, of course, is a part of what we refer to as the New Covenant. Keep in mind, and I brought this out last week, that there are seven major covenants that God has given as it relates to Israel. There's the Adamic covenant, the Noahic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the Davidic covenant, the new covenant, and the everlasting covenant. And what we see here in Romans chapter 11 and verse 27 is the new covenant, as it were, that God is going to give to Israel. Now, here's the point that I want us to keep in mind. Israel will be saved as a nation. There will come the time when Israel will no longer reject Christ as the Messiah. They will recognize him as their Messiah. And this will take place after the Great Tribulation and during the millennium. Keep in mind, and I just wish that we had the time to go into it today, but I don't. But keep in mind that one of the major purposes for the Great Tribulation period will be to bring Israel to the recognition of the Messiah. You never want to forget that. You know, we often refer to the Great Tribulation period as a time of trouble on the earth, such as the world has never known, with the intent of bringing judgment upon the nations of the earth because of their sin and the rejection of Christ. And that's true. But also, one of the major purposes of the tribulation is to prepare Israel for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you turn in your Bible, for instance, back to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 30 is one of the passages that speaks concerning the Great Tribulation period. And in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, it says this, "Alas, for that day is great," talking about the Great Tribulation period, and more specifically, even the second part of the Great Tribulation period, taking into consideration that the Tribulation period will last a period of 7 years. The first 3.5 years will be bad, but the second 3.5 years will be really terrible. And I believe that Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7 is talking about that second part of the Great Tribulation period when it says, "Alas for that great day, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." In other words, the Great Tribulation period is going to be a time of terrible wrath of God upon the earth. But it's during that particular period of time that Israel itself will go through the time of Jacob's trouble, but will come out of that recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And so you see, they will eventually turn to Christ. And, of course, then they will go into the millennium. And keep in mind that the plan for the millennium will be for Israel to occupy the full land of promise that we talked about the other day that's outlined there in Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. They will occupy the full land of promise and submit to the kingship of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. We see that in Jeremiah chapter 23. In fact, you might want to turn back to Jeremiah chapter 23, as well as Jeremiah chapter 24, and notice these words. First of all, Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." And so in the Great Tribulation period, Israel will be prepared for the second coming of Christ when he literally comes to the earth to establish his kingdom on earth. They will recognize Jesus as the Messiah, and they will prosper under the reign of King Jesus. We see that there in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. Go to Jeremiah chapter 24. And notice, if you would please, verses 5 through 7. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place unto the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And so what we need to take into consideration is the very fact that right now Israel is in the state of spiritual blindness. We brought that out yesterday. But during the great tribulation period, they will certainly come under the chastisement of the Lord in a greater way than they've ever experienced in their life. But through that, they will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. They will submit to his kingship, and that is a part of the new covenant that God has given to Israel. And by the way, that's outlined in Jeremiah chapter 31, and particularly beginning with verse 31, it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And it goes on to explain that that covenant is a covenant that will bring blessing to Israel as they recognize Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and Israel's Messiah. And so what we've seen over the past couple of days, and actually the last 2 weeks, is God's plan for Israel. Tomorrow, we're sort of going to wrap up our study and talk about our responsibility toward Israel today. How should we recognize Israel? Yes, they are in unbelief. Yes, they eventually will return to God through recognizing Jesus as the Messiah. But right now, where we live this day, what should our responsibility be toward Israel? Well, the Lord willing, we will look at that tomorrow, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we conclude our study on God's plan for Israel. And so until tomorrow, I am Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, folks, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.